Hey, Dog Pound. Welcome to the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. The Browns returned to practice today on Wednesday, as you can see behind me right now. And it was an injury update day. Obviously, there were some casualties coming out of the Pittsburgh Steelers game. At running back, Ben Tate has officially been ruled out for Sunday's game against the New Orleans Saints. And rookie running backs Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West will pick up the slack. Look for West to lead the way. 16 carries and 100 yards in his NFL debut. Crowell, 5 carries for 32 yards and 2 touchdowns. These two rookies form an impressive 1-2 punch.
Like, do what I do every week, prepare. It started in practice. Had a good practice today. I'm up for the challenge, and I know I got confidence in myself that I can get the job done.
Also on the offensive side of the ball, Browns tight end Jordan Cameron has been listed as officially day-to-day. But then again, aren't we all? Now, he could play this Sunday. He could not. If he doesn't go, look for Gary Barnage and Jim Dre to both step up and pick up the slack. The duo combined for 3 catches for 43 yards after Cameron left the game on Sunday.
In the NFL, you have to have depth, and everyone's got to be prepared no matter how many reps you get during the week or not. So, me and Gary have been around for a while, and if Jordan doesn't go, we're ready to go. If Jordan goes, even better, because he's a heck of a player.
We also have some updates for you on the defensive side of the ball. Outside linebacker Barkevious Mingo is day-to-day with a shoulder injury, and the good news is Desmond Bryant, the defensive end, has returned to practice coming off of wrist surgery. The team is hopeful he will be able to go this Sunday.
It was a great feeling to be back out there today, man. It's been a long time coming, and today I took one more step to hopefully getting out there Sunday. We'll see what happens.
That'll do it for the 2-Minute Drill. For all the latest Browns news and notes, keep it tuned right here to ClevelandBrowns.com.